You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
The provincial government in BC is slashing financial support for many programs. They range from arts programs to Vancouver Public Library, BC Public Libraries, to school sports programs, to environmental programs. And the latest announced cuts are funds for BC Book and Magazine Publishing. Alan Twigg, who's founder and publisher of BC Book World, joins me to discuss the cuts and the fight back against them. Good morning, Alan, and it's a pleasure to have you on Red Eye.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Which BC publishers have had their funding cut?
BC publishers have not had their funding cut. The Association of Book Publishers of BC, which is their professional organization, has had all their funding removed. So have the BC Association of Magazine Publishers, as well as my own publication, BC Book World. So all funding has been removed. There's been other organizations that have probably been hit too. We just don't know yet because there's no paper trail, no public announcements.
Well, tell us a little bit first about what each of these organizations does.
Well, basically, the BC Publishers Association does all the stuff that you would think an organization would do, try to get books into schools and provide professional services. But they have many, many programs, public-oriented programs, that basically try and improve the range of access of people to books from and about British Columbia. And the Association of Magazine Publishers, pretty much the same thing, basically trying to get people aware that BC magazines even exist. Of course, we live in a world where the majority of the information is coming at us from other places in the world, and we send very little back out. So it's hard to maintain a magazine or a book publishing company in that milieu. And then BC Book World, as many people know, is available in bookstores and libraries throughout British Columbia. There's 900 outlets that deliver the middlebrow newspaper to approximately 100,000 readers per issue. So it's probably the largest independent publication about books in Canada. That's recognized as the main cog in the infrastructure that supports writing and publishing in BC in a report that was actually commissioned for the government. So they just took all the funding away from the main cog.
How much money are we talking about?
$30,000.
$31,000 from BC Book World, and what about from the...
$45,000 from the Publishers Association. I'm not sure what the magazine's one. It was probably less.
Okay, so this is just under $100,000 out of a massive budget.
It's from the arts and culture sector of the Ministry of the responsible for tourism, culture, and the arts. It's Honorable Kevin Kruger is the minister, relatively new minister. We don't know who exactly has been hit or how much. Because, again, the announcements were made just with phone calls to us all in the same day. And after about a week, we still haven't been able to track down what has happened to all various organizations.
What would be the effects of, not just for publishers, but for writers and readers of this kind of a cut?
Well, I'm actually, I've had a barrage of angry letters from writers all over the province, aghast at what has happened, and it's sort of like starting up a new political party or something. I mean, people are really angry that the literary arts has had this sort of slap in the face, because people recognize in these letters that, first of all, BC Book World, most of all, because that's the most public-oriented of the three. I mean, it goes into so many people's hands, and they come to rely on it as the conduit for all their information. That's what's got people really mad, because that's the one they use the most. And basically, people recognize that as the hub of communications for. And so, if you take away the main communication source, you can imagine what the ramifications of that would be.
And what about for the book publishing association? If they can't do that promotional work, writers are going to be ditched?
No, I don't know about that. I mean, it's just that, I happen to know from the people, main person who runs it for about 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. It's an exceptionally efficient organization. I mean, there's no fat there. It's just basically, we're talking about, you know, very small 1.5 two people offices that do an incredible amount of constructive work, getting books onto the BC ferries, things like that, things that you may take for granted, but it takes a lot of acumen to pull it together. So it's not that books in British Columbia would suddenly cease to exist and they would never be published, because the publishers, you know, have their own various programs, but the removal of that association would fracture you know, the communications between the publishers and that sort of thing.
You're alluding that you expect more cuts to take place. It's just a question of trying to collate the information, because
correct,
the government's following this dispersed policy. Not even a letter? You just get a phone call?
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. Actually, I had to try and track them down, because I knew that the application was coming up in a few weeks, in about 3 weeks, and I hadn't heard anything. I thought, this is very strange. So I was trying to get in touch with them. And finally, I arranged to get a phone call from them. And during that phone call, I was told that all funding after 22 years was being completely removed. And there was no explanation other than the fact that the fund had ceased to exist. And I couldn't get any information as to whether anybody else had been affected. And there's been no written information that I've heard of or even seen. I've still not got a letter from the government.
There was a cut of programming funding for performing arts community a while back, and they engaged in a protest and had some success anyway in getting some reversal of that. What are you and others that you know of planning to do to reverse the cuts you've been faced with?
Yes, Mordecai, these cuts are quite rampant, and there are many, many people who have been hit. First, I want to say that I find this loathsome, having to be my 5 minutes of public victim fame, because you know that there's so many other groups that have been hit by these basically siphoning away of funds to serve the government needs instead of nonprofits, that you know, there's got to be a lot of people out there who have been slapped in the face, but they don't have the skills to reply. And if you run a newspaper and work in communications, it's relatively easy. But I really worry about some of these other health services organizations, for instance, that have been cut that we're not even hearing about. So I want to do my 5 minutes of bleeding and then get out of the way for those other organizations. But we formed a coalition for the defense of writing and publishing in British Columbia. And we, within 24 hours, we had a great deal of press coverage in most of the major media, and we're continuing with more press releases and approaching government as, and we work in communications, so I think it's relatively easy for this sector to respond. And I think the the government really did a big boo-boo, because the people who they are angering at this point are people who are extremely articulate. The writers and publishers and the literary arts community can write a letter. So this is a firestorm, and it's getting bigger and bigger.
There's a writers' festival which draws people internationally here. Do you think there'll be some planned event of publicity at that festival?
You would have to ask Hal Wake, the director of the festival. It's a very good question. It has been raised to him. I can't speak for him what his response would be, but it would be very good to call up Hal Wake and say what, if anything, he plans to do. I think he is sympathetic to the situation, but to my knowledge, that organization has yet to join the coalition.
What could listeners to our program do to help preserve BC Book and Magazine Publishing?
Well, you know, obviously writing a coherent letter that isn't clearly from a nut bar helps a great deal. Anybody sits down or bothered to write a letter and sounds sane and makes a coherent argument, you know, is really doing a good piece of work. Number one thing you can, there's lots of information on the internet. If you type, you know, Coalition for the Defense of Writing and Publishing in BC, you'll come up with Facebook, or you can contact BC Book World. I'm getting more letters every day than I can process, so there's a big movement there. It's easy to look up BC Book World on the internet as well. But so I would say writing a letter is the number one thing. I'm inviting people to take supporter subscriptions to BC Book World, which is a free publication. You can get in libraries and bookstores, but not everybody gets out to libraries and bookstores, so we do mail them out. So if people want to make that kind of contribution, it's not a charitable donation. It's just basically trying to put some of the support that the government has taken away. You know, people can do that. So writing a letter.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking time this morning, and good luck.
Good to talk to you, Mordecai. Good to hear you still on the airwaves.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Alan Twigg. He's founder and publisher of BC Book World. And if you just Google them on the internet, you'll find information about this and ways and to whom you can write your letter.